intentions. Whoa, I'm not going to rock that song right now. That's not going to happen. Larry Trask is going to happen.
Hello.
What up, dog?
Nothing.
How are you?
Okay.
Nice shirt.
Thank you.
It's like lungs on your shirt, on your chest.
Yes, Lou gave it to me.
For the Great American Smokeout?
Yeah.
Right on.
For the tree, or like the brachia.
Oh.
It's very nice.
It's a nice tree. It's a nice shirt.
You won't be proud of me.
Why?
I'm not a hero today.
You're not a hero?
I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to sterilize my whole body in a minute then.
Yeah, I'll stay away from you.
Thank you. Oh, that's too bad. Why are you here? Why don't you just go home?
Well, it was 3 Mondays in a row that I called in sick. People didn't believe me last time I called in sick.
If I get sick, what can I do to you? What's it going to be? What is the equivalent of how you feel? Because that should be... We're going to go eye for eye on this. If you get me sick, I swear.
I know. You'll kill me.
I won't kill you. Not
literally.
Kill you.
No, you wouldn't kill me.
But I want to kill you with guilt.
Like, if you got sick, let's suppose, like, Wednesday morning you woke up.
You know I'm going to Palm Springs, yeah. Right? You know I'm getting on a plane.
If you woke up Wednesday morning sick... Oh, I'd hate to be me.
Oh, dude, you should go home. I'll do your show. I would rather do your show than you get here and give her, what are you sick? Don't be here.
Well, I have a plan.
What's your plan? Go home?
Discuss it with you later.
All right.
How was your weekend?
It was awesome. It was good times. I was at your house for part of it.
Yes.
A small part, but that was
Disgraceland.
Fun. Disgraceland. Yeah, Disgraceland.
Yep.
You know, it was a gay bar.
Yeah? No, yeah, it is.
Your Larry's house, it's in context. We can talk about Foursquare, right?
Sure.
Yeah, because we have a ban on it. Because we talked about Foursquare incessantly for like 2 months.
Yeah.
But his house is a so-called venue, so you can like check in. And it says, welcome, this is your first gay bar.
Yeah, I called it a gay bar.
Yeah. You can make it a dog walking park. You can do...
You can change, yeah.
Yeah.
You can make it anything you want. But it's a... right now a gay bar. Because you get 5 points for it.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that people of Foursquare are for that.
Yes.
Tomorrow...
go ahead.
No, you first.
Kind of a busy weekend myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whole lot of...
Well, I installed those under cabinet lights. Took care of that. I did a little bit of wiring with us. Some weather stripping. Hung a coat rack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for letting me borrow that really weird plumbing tool.
Did that work?
I haven't used it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna, though.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna get
it. Yep.
There.
So, you know, just kind of same old, same old.
your YouTube channel, your home improvement YouTube channel, it twists the nipples of masculinity itself. Like, there's something so weird about it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to help out for other people who need it.
Oh, man. Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a 3-way relationship?
A relationship?
Yeah.
No.
No, me neither.
Like an ongoing?
Yeah, like a polyamory.
No, nothing that lasted over time.
But something that lasted like a day?
This is kind of a...
It's getting weird, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, was it polyamory but not to your knowledge?
No, I was aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What is polyamory?
I don't really... I mean, I just think it's like love is too big to share with just one person is what they might say.
Well, then yes.
Not for me, by the way.
Okay.
Not my
No,
thing.
I know
I'm not
you.
Against it.
I know.
I'm
you're not judging anyone, but you...
You do what you got to do.
Your thing is your thing, and
clearly.
That's how you are. I respect that. Understood and respected.
It seems complicated, though.
Well... My feeling on like, if you're talking about more than just a isolated incident here and there.
Sure, of course.
My feeling is that if you could pull that off, like if one could pull that off, then that would be... That's a couple that's extremely, extremely strong. Like, because you have overcome so many things in order... Now, you know, it depends on how it is. Sometimes people are manipulated into this thing and it's sort of against their will, but they feel like they have to go along with it because they'll lose everything, and then that's obviously awful. That's a terrible thing. But my personal belief is, I know I'm getting myself in trouble, but it's hard, like, it's hard to be with someone, one person, for your whole entire life. Let's suppose that you got married when you're 25.
Right.
You're now 45.
And yeah.
I mean...
So boring.
I mean, you can, and it's not, you know, like, if you're still married 20 years later, obviously you probably have a really good marriage, or you're living a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one would presume that it's getting better.
Yeah, and there are a million reasons why you would want to stay with one person and not screw that up.
Right.
But I think that most people would admit, and I think that this is even cross-gender. Some people disagree with that, but I think that it's true, that if you could somehow develop a relationship where everybody is truly okay about it, that would be fulfilling in a way that perhaps monogamy is not.
Right, right. If you can set it up so that it's better than monogamy, that would be the way to go. Or at least...
But I think that's extremely difficult to do.
But how do we know that? That's my question.
Well, it's because I think there are so few... Well, I don't know.
Is there more variables in it? Like, it's hard enough to get a read on one person.
Well, I mean, look, if you're... Let's suppose hypothetically that you...
By the way, whenever you say hypothetically, I always assume it's not hypothetical.
Let's suppose that you're hypothetically in line at Starbucks with your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then someone you know comes by who happens to be very attractive and you talk to her. That there, not in all cases, but can cause a problem.
Sure.
A temporary one.
Right.
So if that benign of an interaction... interject some difficulty in your relationship, then I think sleeping with someone else is probably it's ratchet that up even more.
Yeah.
So those are the sorts of things that you would have to overcome, and I think it's really, really difficult to do. I think that if you could do it truly without, with everybody really and honestly being okay with it, then it could be, I think, better than monogamy.
I
wonder why you're asking this.
Honestly, this is all build up just to play one song.
Okay, well, it's good.
Just to play one song.
All right.
But since we're on the topic of it, like, and this wins me no friends. Like, I've got probably a half dozen very unpopular opinions. This is among them. But I have like no problem with like plural marriage, as it's called, as long as you say it's an equal thing among consenting adults. But the dichotomy is that, like, this sort of, like, the progressive community is like, yeah, sex positive, polyamory, that's awesome. But somehow they take a dim view of polygamy, which is the same thing, just with a religious context. So I say to the left, quit your bigotry. Quit your prejudice.
So if you're supportive of polyamory, then
look, I just made that up like 10 minutes ago. Like, I know that there are a lot of holes in that theory, so to speak. But still, I don't understand. Like, yeah, sex positive. Yeah, sex education. Yeah, cool. Like, we're going to, do everything we can to give healthy body images, health relationships, and et cetera, et cetera. And as soon as it becomes religious, it's like, nope.
Well, what if there were... Well, so is it just the fact of marriage, like that
I don't know. I think the thing with the problem that people have with polygamy is that it does appear so unequal. Like, it looks so rotten.
It seems,
in a lot of cases,
it seems exploitative.
But isn't everything?
Some things are more than others.
Yeah, like, doesn't everything look weirder, from an external viewpoint? Because you're only likely to hear about the extreme examples. Like, there's probably, a fair number of happy polygamous couples. Triples? I don't know. What are they called?
They wouldn't be called couples, would they?
Yeah, quartets?
There might be people who live, in a relationship in which there are three...
Or more.
Or more.
For your mind.
Yeah, it could be. I think it's a difficult and rare that it works out equally and everybody is truly completely in favor of it.
Right.
Not just sort of doing something because they think that they have to or whatever. I mean, I could be wrong about that because I don't know, I really don't know anybody who's in a long-term sort of three-way situation, but...
I know one person who's been in a lot of short-term three-way situations.
And what does that person think of it?
I don't know. She's probably down the hall. I can go get her.
Yeah.
Wanna ask her?
She seems pretty okay with it.
Yeah.
So I think for her, and we probably shouldn't be talking about someone, but like for someone who truly desires that and that's what they find fulfilling, they're not going to want to be in a monogamous race. It'll never work.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, Larry,
my whole feeling, just to wrap it up, is we all ought to just lighten up about these things.
There we go.
You know that.
Let's all lighten up.
Yeah.
My attitude in general is I am pro love.
I think a lot of people want to do a lot of things secretly that they never end up doing because they feel there are societal constrictions on it, and so they end up being unfulfilled.
Well, you know who is here to loosen the noose of monogamous relationships?
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis. Does he have a song about
polygamy? No, I don't know. I was just guessing.
No. David Crosby.
No.
Triad.
Do not put that.
What, you know the song?
I don't want that image in my mind. No.
I know. That's kind of the thing. Oh, no. There it is.
Yes. Oh, you have to do that.
Oh, it's stuck. Oh, it's the mustache. Is it, okay, in your image of David Crosby, polygamy, is it old David Crosby?
Yes.
Okay,
it's Walrus, like David Crosby.
Like gray haired.
Yeah.
Like just at the Van Duser David Crosby.
Large gentleman.
Post transplant.
Yeah. Like that rock stars in their family portrait, that David Crosby.
Right.
Young, thin,
virile.
Hip.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's not who I think of.
No. Yeah, I think of the David Crosby who basically could have stood in like Easy Rider, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, the song is called Triad.
Uh-huh.
And when I heard about this song, I made an immediate note. When I get to work on Monday, look that up.
We went this whole way just for this song.
I've been waiting all weekend, specifically to leave this on your show's doorstep.
Thank you so much.
It's KHUM Garberville, Eureka Arcata, online at khum.com. Technically, it's the Birds.
You have-